seas. God made them all. God made them all. The earth, the sun, the moon, and the stars. God made them all.
Style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler, a wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
Do it with sheep. Do it with she.
Face your own biggest challenge. The day you risk it all.
Nose hair length land.
Bizarre religious objects. Weird ceremonies. Snake handlers. And pot-smoking children.
With Darren Carpenter.
A man everybody would like to have seen dead.
And Dr. Fiasco.
An audacious man of action, capable of a tender, hopeless love, which could only last a day. But a day which was worth all eternity.
Wednesdays, from 10 p.m. to midnight.
It's gonna be like nothing anybody has ever seen.
On Radio Mondo.
songs to remember as years go passing by.
I never sing.
God bless you and love everybody. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Thank you.
remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad, but there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of blackland dirt. But we'd get together in a family circle singing loud. Daddy sang bass,
Mama sang tenor,
Bill and a brother would join right in there.
Singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. No, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sing bass,
Mama sing tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. Now I remember after work, Mama would call in all of us. You could hear us singing for a country mile. Now little brother has done gone on, but I'll rejoin him in a song. We'll be together again up yonder in a little while. Daddy sing bass,
Mama sing tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
Cause singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. Oh no, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sing bass,
Mama sing tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. In the sky, Lord, in the sky. Remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad, but there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of blackland dirt. But we'd get together in a family circle singing loud. Daddy sang bass,
Mama sang tenor,
me and little brother would join right in there.
Singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. No, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sing bass,
Mama sing tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. Remember after work, Mama would call in all of us. You could hear us singing for a country mile. Now little brother has done gone on, but I'll rejoin him in a song. We'll be together again up yonder in a little while. Daddy sing bass,
Mama sing tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
Cause singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. Oh no, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sing bass,
Mama sing tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. Sky, Lord, in the sky.
Greetings, dear friends. This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you personally to listen in when the Ask Dr. Hal show plays on listener-supported Radio Valencia. Friday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight, when churchyards yawn and gibbering phantoms swim in the fetid atmosphere over our radio station. This is our time, and it could be your time, too. If you'd like to listen in and even call us up with a question for me, Dr. Hal. And, of course, it's not just me, because I bring in others who often sit in as we chew the fat and decide the fate of the world. That's the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio. Radio Valencia, Friday night from 10 p.m. to midnight, and often beyond.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Can anybody name a drug? One drug for me. Yes, ma'am.
LSD.
LSD. Now, what do you know about LSD?
It makes you do things that you don't want to do.
Oh, things like what? Yes, ma'am.
Killing people.
Killing people. All right. I don't know, but yes, sir.
Makes you kill yourself, jump off the building.
Yes.
Commit suicide.
Sure. Yes, ma'am.
Make you steal things.
Make you steal things. And why do you think people really want to take LSD? Yes, ma'am.
People make them take them.
Who? Who would make them take it?
Bad people.
Bad people.
Strangers.
Strangers.
People that took it before.
People that took it before. And how would a person who has taken it before get somebody else to take it?
They sell it.
Sell it to them? How can I get you to take it if I've taken it before? See, they could try to trick you, couldn't they? They could say, this will really make you feel good, wouldn't they? Here's something for you to make you really feel good. What's the word for really feeling good that a lot of dope addicts use? Go ahead.
On your own trip.
On your own trip. Now, name another drug.
Proud Mary.
What is a Proud Mary? I don't know.
That's
what a...
marijuana.
Marijuana is called a Proud Mary? Is that right?
It's called pot. You can even have
And also
marijuana.
Called pot, huh? So, what about marijuana? I mean, how do you use that?
Take a piece of paper, roll it up, make a cigarette out of it.
You make a cigarette out of it?
Yeah.
And then what do you do? You smoke it. Do you just puff on it or what?
Yeah, just puff on it. No. You light it.
You light it, yes.
And then some smoke goes into your lungs.
Just like you see people smoking cigarettes.
That gives you lung cancer.
Right. But by the same token, that's how you smoke your marijuana, or your Mary Jane, or your pipe, or your grass. You can smoke your rug if you want to. You can smoke a plate. Well, you say some drug, right? Well, how about the people who tried to smoke bananas? Yeah, there were some people who want to get high. If you tell them anything that they smoke will get them high, they'll try it. People have tried to smoke bananas.
What if he doesn't have any?
He'll buy a banana. Or steal a banana, because that's what people do who love to get high. They will try to get high any way they can.
What do
they
do to you?
I don't know. I never smoked one because I never wanted to get high. What about if you're out in a schoolyard playing and somebody comes up to you? It doesn't have to be a grown-up. Suppose some kid who got into his mother's medicine cabinet and has her pills, or any kind of pills. They could look like aspirin tablets.
What if it looks like candy?
Okay, yeah. I'll ask you that question. What if it looks like candy?
What I would do.
What would you do?
I say, can I have them?
Yeah.
Then I
would throw them away. But then they would be on the ground for maybe a little baby to come along and pick up and put it in his mouth. Well, see, what you want to do is you want to destroy them first. Or if you have good sense, you'll take them and then you'll give them to who?
The mother.
No, well, suppose you're in school.
The
who
teacher.
Would you give them? You give them to your teacher, right? Or if you're at home, you take them and you give them to
your mother.
Right.
Or your father.
And you say, somebody did what?
Somebody
gave these. Right. So what we're saying is, no matter who it is or what it is, if somebody offers you pills or something like that, you're going to say what?
No.
No, thank you. You don't want to take any candy or anything from anybody you don't know. And even then, well, you have to look at it very carefully. Suppose a friend of yours came up and it looked like candy, what would you do?
My mother said, don't take candy from strangers. If you took some LSD and somebody tricked you.
Yeah.
What would you do?
You have to go straight to your house if you can. Or you have to find a grown-up. You have your name and address written someplace?
I have it written in my
head. I know mine.
I have mine written in my
You should have it in your pocket at all times.
See, right nowhere.
I got mine in my
No, but that isn't any good because suppose you're crossing the street and some wild driver comes by and hits you and he knocks you out cold and you have it in your head.
They
now, how are we going to get your address out of your head?
They have to check your pockets and stuff to
find. Sure. Yes, ma'am.
One time, Lisa told me that on Halloween, this boy had trick-or-treating, and then he went over to his uncle's house, and he ate up all the candy, and then the boy went home and went to sleep. The people tried to wake him up, but he didn't wake up because he was dead.
Is that right?
Yeah.